visualizing it right now. I don't know, we have a joke about it. That whenever we always refer to where we came across the ghetto section now, because we always figured once you cross the railroad track,
the other side of the railroad track. Okay.
No, but I know what you're talking about, because there's one that I'm always running across when I get ready to get on Highway 60.
Did you ever call it an underpass?
No, because it's right down, they go right down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has to stop. Mm-hmm. You know, cars have to halt. But it's no overpass, or no underpass, no between pass.
Yeah. Okay, how do you usually park a car on See what a college education does.
See what
I'm
doing?
Okay. What kind of parking might be done at a shopping center?
Also, shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have their own parking areas, and naturally, you're going to park parallel to the next car. There's no perpendicular parking. There's no crazy parking, in other words. You know, you just park uniform-like.
Mm-hmm.
Uniformly-like.
Okay. Where would you park downtown?
And that would be a $61,000 question. Because...
That is the question.
Yeah. Because what they have done downtown, it closed down Franklin Street. It made it like a little mini mall. They call it mini mall. So they closed the streets down. They fixed it up fairly nice, you know. Where you just walk, you know, from one store to the next. You know, you have to worry about, you know, where cars are gone. But they have parking lots, you know, parking, what do they call them? Parking attendants. You know,
mm-hmm.
where you pay them X number of dollars for X number of hours, you know, one of those type of deals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're lucky, you find a parking, maybe you stick a dime in there, you know, and you park your car parallel to that of the curb.
Okay, what would you call the, say, like those parking lots with a lot of
God, I'm understanding. You got me there. Oh my God. There's one right there. It is called parking. Parking is parking.
Let's fix that parking.
Parking. $5. Oh, Jesus. I know exactly what you're talking about, but they've put up quite a few of them here lately.
Would you call it parking deck?
Thank you.
I mean, that would, you would call it, or?
I would call it a parking deck, because when you refer to a deck, you know, it's, you go from one deck to the next,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I would call it that.
Okay. Okay, what are tallest, largest buildings in town?
The Exchange Bank is the tallest in town.
Do you have any words or terms to describe just really tall buildings? I mean, would you ever call them a skyscraper? Like they might in New York?
You see, my interpretation of skyscraper might be different from yours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe to a little child, Exchange could be considered a skyscraper to them,
mm-hmm.
and not to me. Now, the ones I've seen in New York.
Those
skyscrapers, you know. As far as town is concerned, you know. part of my friend that said shit compared to, you know, mm-hmm. Wall Street. And I wouldn't even consider that a skyscraper.
Mm-hmm. When somebody says the word, phrase, or term high rise,